And I sing in a musical therapy group in the Junior League of Waco. I am by far the oldest member of it. I've been doing this for 27 years. And every Tuesday morning we sing in rest homes. And I got started doing this and knew I really liked it when I was in the Dallas Junior League. And when I came here, and after I was charity ball chairman, actually the same year, Diane Henderson said, I said, y'all don't have a musical therapy group. She says, well, if you start it, we'll have one. So I got all my old music from Dallas and knew how it worked. We changed it up a little bit for Waco, and we didn't have near as many people, but we are good.
Right.
And it's evolved over all these years. Lydia Bratcher, who is a 7th and James organist, is our wonderful Lydia, who plays the piano. We've had many pianists. And people like Ann Harder, with her beautiful voice, sing. And, I shouldn't have started naming names, because there are 16 of us, and we sing four-part music. And we've been together a long time. And we go into a rest home with 60 or 70 people that they roll in wheelchairs with all their glazed eyes, and they're sad. Mm-hmm. And we can sing for about 45 minutes, and when we leave, their eyes are twinkling. They can't wait to shake our hands. That part of our therapy is going and talking to everyone there. Mm-hmm. Well, we go to Talitha Coombe. When we go to Friends for Life, we sing. Well, every single rest home. And it is a good way. I'm not real good one-on-one with somebody that's sick or old. Mm-hmm. But I'm not too bad with a group and to sing. And I have a pretty nice voice, and all you really need is just to smile and be involved. And we sing great old songs, and we're good friends. And then if we have time, we usually have lunch after it's over. Mm-hmm. And so I've done this for a long time. That is volunteer to the nth. And you know what? It is so fun for me. We laugh about it now, because we think we're getting the best part of the therapy. I mean, to walk into a place and to see what you've done. But when you leave, they're sitting up. They're clapping. Some of them crying. That's all right if they cry, because it shows that it's emotion. Mm-hmm. And that it's better than just sitting there. Mm-hmm. So I'm a huge believer in musical therapy, and still do that.